This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Western Illinois University President Jack Thomas will step down on June 30th, but he will continue to collect a paycheck from the university beyond that date. The agreement between Dr. Thomas and Western's Board of Trustees calls for Thomas to receive his current pay of $270,000 each of the next 2 years. Thomas brought the proposal to the board during a closed-door meeting Thursday night. The board approved it unanimously the following morning. Board Chairperson Greg Aguilar feels the deal was in the best interest of the university and Thomas.
It was a challenging time to be a president at Western Illinois University with the budget cuts, with the declining enrollment, and then the challenges that we experienced with the community. And I feel that President Thomas thought it would be best to start a clean slate to drive the Western Illinois University into the next 100 years. And President Thomas is just one of those leaders who is incredible at navigating challenging times. And he went through a lot of challenging times. And with that often comes a lot of, I guess we'll say, damage to a person when it comes to making tough decisions. And so with so many tough decisions having been made, and people expressing how they felt about those decisions, President Thomas thought it was best for the university and himself to step down.
So he will be on paid administrative leave for 2 years, full salary?
So it's 1 year leave and then 1 year sabbatical.
Full salary for both of those?
Yes.
Okay. Why was the board agreeable to that much of a payout that's more than $500,000?
Well, it's what the president was making, and my thought is, after the conversation yesterday with the board and President Thomas, because of the hard work that he has put in and what he has done for this university, we thought it was fair, and that way we could accept his resignation, and then we could move on from there.
There are many Western employees who have lost their jobs in the past year or so who have not gotten any type of severance package. What would you tell them?
I would tell them that the decisions that we had to make were difficult. It wasn't anything that we wanted to do. And if we can start seeing an increase in enrollment, and if we had that enrollment, we wouldn't have to make those decisions. And it is our hope that we can increase that enrollment and see what the future brings, especially those who unfortunately had to be laid off.
I know you've only been on the board a couple months, but as you look over Dr. Thomas's career as the president, is there anything in particular that stands out for you?
President Thomas has always been student-oriented. He cares so much about the students and their success, and I've never met a person like him. I also am extremely impressed with his integrity and his resilience. He has had to deal with so many things that were out of his control. He has had to face a community that was extremely challenging to him and with the university in some of its most vulnerable times, and he held his head high. He acted with courage, and he always made the best decision he could with the situation and never forgetting how his decisions would affect the students and the university. And I just have great admiration for him, and I surely will miss him, but I understand why he chose to do what he did.
Do you feel there were racial overtones to the recent calls for him to leave?
Absolutely. When you look at some of the questions that he has been asked, or some of the things he has been blamed for, other presidents of other universities don't have to endure some of those same questions. When you look at public institutions and those who are majority white, there are only 8 of all the presidents, only 8% of them are African American. There are systems in place that we have to address and look at that aren't equitable. There are unequitable systems that keep women out, people of color out, people of certain ages out, and we have to be aware of this. And I think Western is one of those universities that's going to be leading this dialogue and conversation. And I also think that it's time we start looking at how do we start racial healing within the community and within the university.
What will you personally be looking for in the next president of Western Illinois University?
Someone who can bring people together. Someone who can create a strong vision of where we are going to be a year from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. I'm looking for someone who can really help advance our enrollment and our marketing and communications so that we can better share our story with not only the United States, not only the state of Illinois, but the entire world. You know, there's we are living in a diverse and changing world, and I would love to see that our next president helps guide that so we can win and attract the next generation of students.
Greg Aguilar is chairperson of the Western Illinois University Board of Trustees. He says the board will conduct a national search for the university's next president. No timeline has been set for hiring someone. Current President Jack Thomas will step down at the end of the month. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.